Good morning. We have the opportunity this Shabbos of reading Parshas Vayishlach, one of the most beautiful parshios. The great Rav of Netanya, Rav Kalman Ber Shalita, one of the former Rabbeim in Yeshivat Kerem Yavne, that pointed out to me when I left Israel at the end of my first year learning in the yeshiva, came over to me and said to me, Kasher ata muchan lazov, when you are getting ready to leave the land of Israel, or whenever you are going to go ahead into any sort of interaction with the world at large, read the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. It sets you up. It puts in. Make sure you read those 11 psukim. And so it's very important for us to keep that in mind, because all of our interactions with the world beyond us are all based around the interactions with Esav. And of course, we begin the parsha with that understanding, and we thank Rav Kalman for the understanding. The pasuk begins, Vayili Yaakov Avinu says, and sends a message to Esav. And he says, "Va'ili shor v'chamor tzon ve'eved v'shivcha." I had an ox, a donkey, a sheep. And Rabbeinu Bechaya notes that whenever we mention assets, it always seems like we put the tzon first. We always seem to put the sheep first. So why is it that the sheep are number three after the ox and after the donkey? Why the difference? So Rabbeinu Bechaya has a fascinating, easy answer. He says, "Esav lost the bechor because of the sheep. Yaakov Avinu brought sheep to Yitzchak." So Yaakov didn't want to highlight that. Off the bat, you're already bringing it up. That's fine. But when Yaakov sends the gifts later to Esav, and we begin with Izim Masayim, right? So it sounds like that already sounds like he's rubbing his face into it in reality. Why wasn't he worried that Esav was going to react badly to that? So Rav Druk, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, cited by the great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yisrael Reisman Shlita, who notes that from the time that Yaakov Avinu contacted Esav, there was another difference before he sent the gift. And what was that? He davened to Hashem. And Yaakov got so secure in his tefillah, he had nothing to worry about because Hashem would accept his tefillah. And let's be quite honest, that's kind of an important thing to realize. We don't only turn around and put our trust in Hashem. Kaveh al Hashem, David HaMelech says, Chazak v'yamitz libecha. It strengthens our hearts within the process. To do what? V'kaveh al Hashem. To turn around and put our trust back into Hashem at the same time. At the same time, commenting on the same pasuk, Vayili shor v'chamor tzon v'eved v'shivcha, what happened to the camels? We know that later on, Yaakov Avinu is going to send camels to Esav as well, so why doesn't he mention the camels? So the Meshech Chachma explains that originally the nature of man was to perform only tov, and after Chava said come to the Nachash, only then did man imbibe Tumah as well. And so now the Jewish soul desires tov, as distinct from Esav, who desires ra. So Mariv Rabbi Rav Shechter Shalita would also add that Yaakov was highlighting that he was able to distinguish himself from the Ra of Lavan's home, and he would do the same with Esav as well. He's going to distinguish. He was not going to display the same way that Esav does. It's sort of different from the camel, whose nature is to display how it hides its non-Jewish symbol by highlighting its kosher symbol. That's not what we do. We see and we make differentiation, says Yaakov Avinu. So you should just know, I'll send you the camels. But that's not what I'm interested in. That's not where I try to look to sublimate. No, Yiddishkeit by me is kulo kodesh, and that's what I do. So Yaakov Avinu winds up alone. Vayivasa Yaakov levado vayavik yishimo ad alos hashachar. There's a big fight that takes place later in the parsha. And after Yaakov's done battling the malach, the malach asks to go. And Yaakov tells him, "Lo ashalecha chakim beirachtani, I'm not going to let you go until you give me a bracha." Now, why did Yaakov Avinu hold the Malach back? Because as soon as he let the Malach go, he would have been the undisputed winner of the battle. And why is he waiting for a bracha? So Rav Avram Rivlin Shlita, the former Mashgiach in Kerem Yavne, used to explain that when we deal with Esav, there's no such thing as a stalemate. Tumah and Kedusha don't comfortably coexist, and therefore Yaakov wouldn't let the angel go until he blessed Yaakov and said, "Okay, I'm wrong." It's like the Malachim, right? And they come on Friday night. We have to go ahead and recognize that there's a difference between them. So the Malach gives him a bruch, and he says, "Lo Yaakov Yeyamer O Chimcha Kiyam Yisrael." Your name won't be Yaakov, your name will be Yisrael. And we find that Yaakov is still referred to as Yaakov. So what's the big deal with the fact that he called him Yisrael? It sounds like silly. So Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the great orator, the former chief rabbi of London and England, he explained that the Malach and ultimately Hashem challenged Yaakov. They both turned to Yaakov and they said to him, "Don't just make your name Yaakov anymore. Make your name into Yisrael," meaning act in such a way that this is what people call you. right? Be a prince, be royalty, be upright, be yourself. Don't long to be somebody else. And that would turn out to be a challenge, not just then, but many times in Jewish future, because Jews have been often content being who they were born to be. But from time to time, we come into contact with a civilization whose intellectual, cultural, and spiritual sophistication is undeniable. And so it made them feel awkward, inferior, like a villager who comes to the city for the first time. And at these times, Rabbi Sachs explained, Jews lapse into the condition of Yaakov. They want to be somewhere else. It's just, I'm a tiny little mouse. So Rabbi Sachs explained that the challenge issued by the Malach still echoes today. Are we Yaakov? Are we embarrassed by who we are? Or are we Israel, with the courage to stand upright and to walk tall in the path of faith? We have both titles. We can be Yaakov at times, but we don't need to be stuck being Yaakov, who is a sidekick to Esav. This is what the Malach was telling Yaakov, especially right before he met with Esav. So, of course, at the same time, Yaakov asks for the name of the Malach. And the Malach says, Lomazet Shalashmi, the Katzke Rebbe Zatzal, explained that this is the style of the Yetzer Hara. This is what the Yetzer Hara does. It messes with the head of Bnei Yisrael. And what does that mean, it messes with the head of Bnei Yisrael? Right? The letter of Yisrael are also the letters in the word Li Rosh, that I also have a head. The Yetzer Hara messes with the heads of Bnei Yisrael by asking, why should we bother thinking about things? Lomazet Shalashmi. And, of course, the answer is we should always ask. So we're told Yaakov Avinu comes back and he's Soleil Yerecho. He's hobbling along because that's when the Malach hit him. So what's the reason? What's the real reason we don't eat Gid Anasha? So Rav Nevin Sal Shalita explained that Gid Anasha represents the Yetzer Hara, and that Hashem is demonstrating to us that even with all of its enticements, the Yetzer Hara is still flavorless. It's nothing more than a piece of wood. And we have to understand that and sort of put it into context, or we wind up losing out. So after all is said and done, by Yavo Yaakov Shalem Mir Shechem, Yaakov Avinu comes wholeheartedly to complete into the city of Shechem. And the Talmud in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis notes that Yaakov Avinu was Shalem B'Gufo, Shalem B'Mimono, and Shalem B'Torasa. He was complete in body, he had healed. He was complete in wealth. He had all the money he had spent on the battle with Esav, or trying to avoid the battle, he was paid back with. And, of course, his Torah was solid as well. So, the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yehudah Teitelbaum, noted that if one's Torah is complete, then everything works out. And that's the Maila of Yaakov. That's the greatness of Yaakov, who didn't forget his Torah even when he was facing challenge. Yosef told and said, "Ki nashani Elokim es kol amoli es kol beis avi." So, but Yaakov Avinu made sure, no matter the challenge, at least build off the Torah. We found throughout history, even in moments of adversity, maybe particularly in moments of adversity, some of the greatest Torah works came out. We found it with the writings of Rav Shabsi HaKohen the Shach, who wrote, even though he had nothing else, and that's what David HaMelech tells us: "Lulei sarascha shashuai." If I didn't have your Torah, I'd be totally lost in my poverty, in my pain. And we need to understand that and hold ourselves accountable to make sure that we don't get lost in our pain. We're told in the Haftorah, which is the entire book of Ovadia. Of course, it's not such a big challenge because the entire book of Ovadia spans a total of one perek. The victors of Tzion will go up to the Har Esav. Now, Ovadia refers to the nations of Esav as bazui, as despised. Why? So Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal explains that Esav was so distressed that when he didn't get the brachos, that he decided he was going to give up any and all connection to Hashem. And that's a foolish mistake, because we're supposed to use whatever we have in serving Hashem in this world, and only then can we begin starting to worry about what's going to be in the world to come. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu go ahead and make that determination once we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Rav Dov Lior, the Shalita, added that when we see the world events, we've also seen that Hashem is behind those great events. And if we recognize that and appreciate it, then we'll be zocha to Yeshua Hashem. When we see world events, follow Moshe and Baratzion Shpot Tesarisav, we'll also remember V'haisal Hashem Hamlucha. And that's one of the great things, I think, that we personally have a chance to utilize when we're turning around and thinking about what life has in store for us especially in these interesting times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the ability to appreciate and recognize His own hand over world events, and may we quickly get to that day. V'haya Hashem l'melech ha'kal la'aretz v'yom ahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Shabbat shalom to all.